Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and God bless you all. Welcome to the Gospel Truth Broadcast with Evangelist Nepal Edmond. And we are so very excited that you chose to spend this portion of your Tuesday evening with us. And we're looking forward to having a great time in the Lord. So if you haven't done it already, go ahead and grab your Bible, get your pen and your paper, tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tell somebody that the Gospel Truth Broadcast is about to start. So prepare your hearts and your minds to hear from the Lord as we are led in prayer by Evangelist Nepal Edmond. God bless you, Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. At this time, let us prepare our hearts for a word of prayer. Eternal God and our Father, we come to you thanking you for this day and thanking you for the mercies that you have bestowed upon us. We thank you for your compassion and love. Oh, my God, we don't deserve it, but we thank you for what you've done for us. We thank you for how you continue to bless us and make ways for us, opening doors for us, making a way that we can do your will. We're thankful for the great things that you've done in our lives, for how you saved us, how you brought us in, oh Lord, off the streets, oh Lord. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for the mercy, oh Lord. Help us, oh Lord. Oh my God, give us strength. Help us to press our way. Help us to stand in the midst of our tests and trials. Teach us how to wait on you with patience. Give us the grace that we need, oh Lord, to endure temptation. Help us, oh Lord. We want to make this journey. We want to go through, and we want to stand, oh Lord. Oh, my God, we know you're able to take us through. You're able to keep us in the midst of it all. Lead, guide, and direct our path. Show us the way that you would have us to go. We acknowledge you, oh Lord, and we acknowledge your word, oh Lord. Your word is true, Lord, and we know you're able to take us through. We're dependent on you in these last and evil days, knowing that you're able to do all things and that all power is in thy hand. We pray that you look on every soul, everyone that is listed on this broadcast. We pray that you will touch and bless, save today, oh Lord, heal and forgive, blot out of transgressions. Oh, my God, move in a mighty way. Help somebody to believe on you as the scripture has said. Help somebody to give their life to you. Help them to depart from their sins and commit their way unto you. Help today, oh, Lord. Somebody needs your help. Somebody is in trouble. Somebody needs you, Lord, to save and heal them. Somebody needs you, Lord, for healing. We know that are still healing, and you're yet working miracles. Bless, oh Lord, take full control tonight. Send your word and have your way. Let the Spirit of God prevail. Move by your Spirit, oh Lord. Help us to go through, Lord. Look on your people everywhere throughout the world. We pray that you touch them. Give them strength that they may endure. Help them to hold out and help them to fight the good fight of faith and lay hold of eternal life. Have mercy, yes, O Lord. Have your way, Lord. We're waiting on you, Lord. We're depending on you. We know you're able, Lord. We know you got the power, Lord. You can do everything, Lord. Jesus. Our faith looks up to you. No other help we know. We are waiting. We are depending on you, Lord. Jesus, move by your Spirit. Bind the works of Satan and cast him out, O Lord. Let your blood cover today, O Lord. Bind every evil work and everything that seeks to hinder us from doing the will of God. Oh, my God, we pray that you will bless us and take us through. Help us to keep our minds stayed on you, watching under prayer. Look on all those who are shut in. We know you're able to save. We know you're able to heal and deliver. You know every condition, and you know every situation. We pray that you deliver, oh, Lord. Save to the uttermost. Oh, my God, we pray that you look on our unsaved family members. Oh, Lord, I know you're able to save them. You're able to touch their hearts and minds and give them the mind to want to be saved. All those who are hospitalized, we pray that you touch and heal such as should be healed. Have mercy, O Lord. Save to the uttermost. Bless in a special way. Now, Lord, we pray that you'll bless this broadcast tonight. Let it be for the upbuilding of thy kingdom. Let our soul be blessed, that soul be encouraged today. We know you're able, and we take you at your word. We thank you today. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for how you keep on blessing us. You keep on making a way for us. And we thank you today. We don't deserve it, oh, Lord. But we thank you for your mercy, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
You for what you've done, Jesus. Thank you, oh, Lord. Bless the name of Jesus. Help us to never forget what you've done for us. Help us to be mindful of the great work that you've done in our lives. Help us to give thy name praise and glory and honor. Help us, oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And now, Lord, we pray that you look on us with compassion. If there's anything in our lives that's not like you, we ask that you move it. Help us today, oh, Lord, and forgive us of any wrongdoing. Oh, my God, we want to serve you in the beauty of holiness, and we want to be found worthy in these last and evil days. Go with us and stand by us. And we will give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. We thank the Lord for the opening prayer coming through Evangelist May. And at this time, we're going to have the open scripture. And I will be reading the 122nd number of Psalm, verses 1 through 9. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is built as a city that is compact together. Whither the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, unto the testimonies of Israel, to give thanks unto the name of the Lord. For there are set thrones of judgment, the thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper that love thee. Peace be within thy walls. For my brethren and companions' sake, I will now say, peace be within thee. Because of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek thy good. Thank you, Lord, for the reading of the 122nd number of Psalm, verses 1 through 9. May God bless the reading of his word.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful psalm being read by Sister Cheryl and that prayer being prayed by Evangelist Maybelle. And thank you again so much for tuning into the Gospel Truth Broadcast with Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. You may tune in every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. The dial-in number is 945-218-0218. The access code is 584-7681. You may also listen online at blogtalkradio.com/Grace Radio 5. We also want to acknowledge Pastor Sheila Hameen, who hosts the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show with co-host Evangelist Maybelle Edmond on Friday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. You may listen by dialing 319-527-6763. And we want to continue to pray for all of the souls that are on our prayer list. We want to keep Susie Williams in prayer. And a special prayer for her, for Tawana Williams, for Lois Williams, no relation, Evangelist Martha Calbreath and the bereaved Calbreath family, the bereaved Thompson family, the bereaved Edmond family, Miss Maxine Tucker, Miss Sherman, Tina Lyons Capoletti, Sister Maria McBride, Evangelist Ruth Thompson, Howard Smith, and pray for all of those who are currently requesting prayer. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. Right now, we're going to ask if Evangelist Cynthia Edmond would render a song unto the world. God bless you, Evangelist Cynthia.
Praise the Lord. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all
that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. He has done great things. He has done great things. He has done great things. Bless his holy name. I will bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy, bless his holy name.
Praise the Lord, glory to God. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Beautiful selection coming through Evangelist Cynthia. Mm-hmm. We thank the Lord for that. We thank the Lord for her being on this broadcast. And now tonight is Tuesday night, oldies but goodies in the gospel. Praise the Lord. So tonight we want to hear from the late Evangelist Melinda Edmond. Topic is, count it all joy, fall into diverse temptations. Praise the Lord. The next voice you will hear will be that of Evangelist Edmond.
We thank God for all things and for allowing us to come together one more time in the name of the Lord Jesus. At this time, we're going to go into a word of prayer, for we know that prayer is the answer.
Oh, yes, sir.
Father, we thank you for this day.
Thank you.
We thank you for your goodness and mercy.
Thank you.
Oh, my God, we thank you for your love, Jesus. Oh, my God, we pray that you look upon us, Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Touch us, oh, Lord Jesus. Give us strength through thy word, Lord. Send on and on and on, Lord. Bless your people everywhere, Lord Jesus. Oh, my God, we want you to move in this city and land in New Jersey. Oh, my God, we want you to find favor, Lord Jesus. Look on those that are wandering the streets, oh, Lord. In the name of Jesus, committing all types of evil. We pray that you bind that evil. In the name of Jesus, save the unsaved, Lord. Kill them that are dead, Lord. Loose the bound souls, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we pray that you look upon your saints, Lord. Everywhere, Lord. Oh, my God, touch them, Lord Jesus. Send more strength to our people, Lord Jesus. Help them to stand, to hold on, to endure to the end, Lord. Help them to put their way, Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, now, Lord, we pray that you look upon us, Lord Jesus. Look upon the speaker of the hour. Send our word, send that anointing. In Jesus' name we pray. Peace and all blessings we pray. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. At this time, this part of the program is into the hands of Evangelist Melinda Edmond, who will bring us the Word of God. Praise God, and God bless all of you again this week. We thank God for our being here. We thank God for Evangelist Edmond and for the prayer. We're going to go right into the Word of God, taken from James. The Word of God taken from James, the first chapter. Glory to God. We're going to get right into the Word of God. We have something for the people of God. I realize that time is drawing nigh, and I realize that as closer as we get to Jesus coming back, the more the enemy is coming against the people of God.
Yes.
And he's coming against us in a way to make us take down and take it back. He's trying to cause us to shut up on him. He's also trying to cause us to throw up hands and not live according to the word of God.
Amen.
But I want you to know tonight that we can do it.
Yes, we can.
The word of God let us know that we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us.
Amen.
We're going to James, the first chapter, and the word of God reads, says, James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greetings. The Saint James begins to write. God knows he began to write unto all the 12 tribes that were scattered abroad.
Yes, Lord.
James knew that tests and trials had come against them. James knew that they were being tempted. Glory to God. He knew their hearts, no doubt, were heavy. Glory, hallelujah. So James began to write unto the 12 tribes. He began to write and encourage the people of God. And as the word said, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience.
Amen.
Glory to God. The trying of your faith, it works patience.
Yes, it does.
We got to be tried along this way.
Oh, yes.
Glory to God. But if we're tried and we endure, God knows we'll get some patience.
Oh, yes.
To hold out and wait on the Lord.
Thank you.
And that's what the saints of God need. They need a little more patience to wait on God.
Yes, Lord.
They don't throw up hands, but wait on the Lord. Because God knows he will come to your rescue.
Yes, he will.
Knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience, but let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given unto him. But let him ask in faith, not wavering.
Amen.
In other words, don't be wishy-washy.
Amen.
But stand firm on God.
That's right.
Ask it in faith and believe God.
Yes.
People are asking, but they're not believing.
Amen.
They're asking and they're wavering while they're asking.
Amen.
Glory to God. That's why you can't hold out. That's why you can't endure. Because when you ask God, you don't believe it, number one. Then when you ask God, you're shaky about whether God's going to do it or not.
Yes.
But my God is a right now God.
Yes, he is.
God will hear our cry, and God knows he'll come to our rescue.
Yes, he
will. He did it for the saints of old. God Almighty, he did it for all the children of old. God came to their rescue in time of trouble and in time of need.
Yes.
God knows he'll come to our rescue in a day like today.
Yes, he will.
God don't want us to waver, but he wants us to hold fast to that which we have. He wants us to hold fast to that faith. Glory to God. And we must believe that God will hear and will answer.
Yes.
When we go to God, we must go to him believing that he's going to do just what he said he will do.
Amen.
God is not a God that will go back on his word, but he's a God that will do just what he said he will.
Amen.
And I know in time past that many of us are witnesses, and we know that God has already done great works in our lives.
Oh, yes.
What makes you think that God still can't do a great thing in your life? What makes you think that God cannot work out the situation now? He did it before. He called you out. He made a way for you.
Yes.
What makes you think that God still can't do it? What makes you think he can't do these things anymore? Why, that's nothing but a trick of the devil.
Amen.
But I want you to count it all joy, my brother.
Yes,
pick yourself up and stand up tall. Stand on the word of God and take God at his word. In these last days when tests and trials are coming against us, pick yourself up. Arise and shake yourself.
Yes,
know in whom you believe.
Yes.
Glory to God. We must go all the way, and we must do like the word of God say do. But if we're wavering, if we're not believing God, then how do we think we're going to go all the way? How do we think we're going through if we're doubting God?
Yes.
If we don't believe God, and we believe every other doctrine that comes through, glory to God, you know what God has already done for you.
Yes.
You know from whence he has brought you already.
Yes.
Lord. You gotta trust in the Lord. You gotta wait on him. Just wait on him. Endure sound doctrine. Glory to God. We're living in the last days when every kind of doctrine is coming through. But you gotta stick with the one that sets you free. Glory to God. Why? Go back to a way and there's no exit. There's no way of escape. Why go back into a place where you know there's no way out? Why go in that way? But why don't you go the escape route? Why don't you take that exit that God has already prepared for you? Why don't you take the way, glory to God, the way that God has set before you? Why wait around and believe everything else? Why fool around and not endure? God wants you to hold out.
Yes,
he wants you to endure. Say,
yes,
glory to God, you'll be blessed. You're blessed once you endure. You're blessed already if you just have a made up mind to hold on. Stop believing everything that comes through.
Yes.
God is real.
Yes.
God is real. And God is a right now God.
Yes.
I want to encourage you, saints. Even though the enemy looks like he's doing better.
Yes.
Even though the enemy looks like he might be prosperous.
Yes.
But he's still a liar.
Yes.
He's a liar in the sky. Yes. Glory to God. He's a liar. And his kingdom is coming down.
Yes.
It's coming down, I tell you.
Yes.
It's going to come down. Because the foundation of God is standing sure. God's foundation is sure. Glory to God. And God will be right with us. He said he would never leave us, nor would he forsake us, but he'll be with us even to the end of the world. Jesus will be right there. He'll be right with us. Glory to God. Just hold on. Hold on and wait on him. Trust in the Lord. Count it all joy. Count it all joy, saints. Glory to God. No matter what it is, it's just for a season. It's only for a short time. God is going to bring you through, and he's going to bring you through victorious. Just wait on him, trust in him, and hold fast. Count it all joy.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that powerful message preached under the anointing by the late evangelist Melinda Edmond. We thank the Lord for that message on the night, and it's a timely message. And if you listen closely, you got something out of that word teaching you and telling you and exhorting you how to stand, how to be patient, how to wait on the Lord, and how to trust in God. That's what we need. We need to learn how to trust God, stand on the word, have patience, and wait on the Lord, because he will come to your rescue, and he will do just what he said he would do. Praise God. So we thank God for the word of God on tonight. Now, at this time, we're going to open the doors to salvation and give anyone that doesn't know the Lord a chance to repent of their sins, a chance to get to know the Lord. And if you're weak and you need strength, this is your opportunity. And if you left the church, you backslid, you left the Lord, and you want to come back, now is the time to make a change and come on back to the Lord. As we pray, Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, for the word that was preached. We pray that some soul will receive the word of God and that they will humble themselves under the mighty hand of God and that he may exalt them. We pray, Lord Jesus, that you will help them that don't know you to repent of their sins and get forgiveness, O Lord. We know that you're still saving. We know that you're yet forgiving sins. You said you would cast them into the sea of forgetfulness. We know that you're able, O Lord. We know you got the power, and you can save, you can heal, you can deliver, you can give strength in the name of Jesus. Help us to take you at your word, believe in you, knowing that you will do just what you said you would. And we take you at your word today. We pray that you will save to the uttermost, filled with the Holy Ghost. Let some soul be converted, O Lord. Change from the error of their way, that they may give their life to you and help them to be sanctified, cleansed, and set apart for your divine use. And, Lord, we pray that you will fill them with the Holy Ghost. We know you're able today, oh, Lord. We know you got the power. And we ask that you look on them, oh, Lord. Help them, oh, Lord, to be sorry that they sinned against you. We know you can do it today, oh, Lord. Forgive their sins, blot out of their aggressions. Have mercy today, oh, Lord. Give strength to them that are weak. Heal them that are sick and deliver them that are bound. Those that want to get closer to you, we pray that you touch them, oh, Lord. Draw them closer to you. Give patience, oh, Lord. Teach them how to wait on you, Lord. You said they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. And we take you at your word today, and we thank you for this prayer. We thank you for this broadcast. We pray that you continue to bless through this broadcast. Continue to sing your word and have your way. Let your will be done. And we will give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God. We thank God once again for this powerful word of God that came through the late evangelist Melinda Edmond. And now at this time, we're going to give way that whoever is on the line may give remarks at this time.
Praise the Lord. I thank God for the word of God coming through. The lady evangelist Melinda is beautiful, hearing her voice again. And she was telling us to count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptation. And I like what she was asking, you know, what makes us think that God can't do the things he did before? You know, sometimes I know testing trials, they can blindside us and have us forgetting how God brought us through, brought us out before. But if we practice counting it all joy, we know that the trying of our faith is working, patience. And I thank God for this broadcast for you, Evangelist Nadel, for everyone on the broadcast. And want to say to everyone, be encouraged.
Praise God. Thank God for the word that came through the late Evangelist Melinda Edmond on this evening, which was also my aunt. Amen. I miss her dearly. Amen. She preached tonight.
Yes,
amen. Did. On the broadcast, on the tape, she preached. Amen. Yes. Letting us know to count all joy when you fall into divers, many different kinds of temptation.
Yes.
Just count it all joy and stand anyhow. Just stand. Amen. Because the enemy, he's throwing every kind of thing what will stick. Amen. But if we just stand on the word of God and don't deter, and don't detour, we will make it through. I just thank God for the word. Thank God for the broadcast. Thank God for opening prayer. Thank God for all things. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for our evangelist giving remarks. And we thank God once again for the word coming through the late evangelist Melinda Edmond and how she just dove into it. And how she just preaches out of her soul. Glory to God. Sure will make you think. That's one thing for sure. And I thank God for it, because in this day and time, we have need of patience. And the Bible said, in your patience, possess ye your souls. So we really need this patience so we can get through to the end. So we thank God for every one of you. We encourage you to continue to tune in to the Gospel Truth broadcast. We have some more oldies but goodies in the gospel. And we'll be back here again on Sunday night, Lord willing, at 7 p.m. Praise God. So we thank you for tuning in. We're praying for you and we love you. And if that's all, praise God. We're going to say good night and God bless you.